Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, the podcast for accomplished Black women ready to stop surviving and start thriving. I'm your host, Natasha Riley, licensed therapist and founder of Javer Integrative Wellness Services. This is where we move beyond talking about change to actually creating it. Every episode gives you practical tools to build a daily pleasure practice because you've already proven you can achieve anything. Now it's time to learn how to enjoy it. Ready to bridge the gap between knowing and doing? Let's dive in. Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am so excited to be back with you this week. And this is a good topic. This is a topic that we've talked about before, but it's a good one nonetheless. If you are new here, welcome to this platform that talks about pleasure, rest, and self-care for Black women. I hope that you can receive something and you can share something, because it's not about just taking all this information for yourself. It's about implementing it and sharing it and spreading it further. And if you have continued to show up with me week after week, hey girl, hey. So let's set the scene for today's episode. So follow me. Follow this picture with me. You have finally carved out 30 minutes for yourself. It's probably been a week or two since you've been able to do that. So maybe you're going to take a bath. You think you're going to go on a walk, or you just need to sit in the car before you go inside the house. We have all done it. There's no shame in it. But in these 30 minutes that you've slated for yourself, instead of feeling relaxed, you're mentally running through everything else you should, I air quote, should be doing. The laundry needs to be done. You got a work project. You got to call your mom back because she's worried about you, trying to figure out what's going on for the holidays. And suddenly that 30 minutes feels like the most selfish thing you have ever done, ever, in the land of ever. But what if I told you that the belief that self-care is selfish is actually the most dangerous lie you've been told, or the perception? Maybe you haven't been told, maybe it's just a perception, maybe it's just an energy, maybe it's just a feeling. What if prioritizing yourself isn't betraying everyone else? Like, because really this isn't about anyone else. It's the being selfish with yourself, focusing on self-care, is the only way to show up authentically for the people that you love. So I'm sure you can guess. Today, we're going to dive into the double bind that keeps high-achieving Black women trapped between exhaustion and guilt, which we've talked about guilt before, why rest feels rebellious, and how to finally give yourself permission to refill your cup without the emotional hangover. But before we unpack this together, I want to offer you something that's going to change how you think about self-care forever. I've created a free self-care reset, 7 days specifically for women who are tired of feeling guilty every time they prioritize their own needs. And this isn't about adding more to your to-do list. It's about transforming that voice that lives in your head that says taking care of yourself is selfish. So you can grab that now at javerywellness.com/reset and start your transformation today. Now let's chat a little bit about this double bind that you may be trapped in right now. There's this impossible standard that you keep holding yourself to, or there's an impossible standard that you feel like people are holding you to, that you're expected to be infinitely giving, but you should never need anything from anyone else. There's this cultural myth that Black women are naturally stronger and need less, that goes into the expectation that we should constantly be givers. And self-care seems to get branded more of a treating yourself, like it's a treat, to keep it from feeling indulgent, rather than the fact that it's essential. This isn't a treat. Self-care is not a treat. Self-care is not something you give yourself because you've earned it, because you've burned yourself out through the day. That is not what it's about. And we really have to get into this scarcity programming that we've been put into this box with. The idea that if I take time for myself, there won't be anything left for anyone else. So I have to put everyone before me. The fact that you think that self-care means that you're stealing something from someone else. And this inherited belief that your time, your energy, and your love is limited. Like if you give out too much or if you take too much, eventually it's going to run out. This leads to you sacrificing. Like, yes, you're probably like, what? Sacrificing? Yes, you are sacrificing yourself. You're suffering on a day-to-day basis to prove your love. And there's this idea that if it doesn't hurt, you're not doing enough. What? Love, I don't feel like love should hurt. I don't feel like all these things that we provide for other people should come with pain on the back end. This is dangerous. This is a dangerous thought process. This is a dangerous pattern. That it feels better to bend over backwards, to burn in the fire. One of my clients said something that I liked. She said, I can't keep setting myself on fire to keep people warm. And I was like, oh, that's good. Because that's exactly what you're doing. Every time you show up for someone when you don't have the capacity, every time you say yes when you mean to say no, every time you get guilted into something that you don't want to do, you are setting yourself on fire for someone else. And I know you don't like how that feels. Now let's talk just a minute. Let me remind you why self-care feels so rebellious. Like it's this rebellion that we're coming together as a community to grab hold of. History shows that when our ancestors rested, it was based off of when someone said they could. It was controlled by others. And again, I'm going to keep reminding you that we are not that far removed from this idea of being owned. Some situations that we're in right now, some jobs, some things feels like that. It feels that way. But I want you to recognize that choosing rest, choosing self-care, choosing you, choosing to put you back on the calendar, to put you at the top of the priority list, it's really an act of reclaiming your autonomy. It is an act of you choosing to love yourself. Now, because you have been operating the way that you have been operating on autopilot, on someone else's time, on someone else's energy, someone else's resources, constantly living your calendar based off of someone else, your nervous system might interpret rest and self-care as dangerous. It may say, alert, alert, there's a bear, we're gonna die. That's what it may feel like in your body when you decide to take 30 minutes to sit outside and do nothing. And in order to keep you safe, it starts telling you, oh, well, you know, we have all these things that we need to do and this has to get done. What about this? And this is gonna happen. And then eventually you're like, forget it. Forget it, I'm just gonna go do the thing. But I want you to recognize that despite capitalism convincing us of this, your worth does not equal your output. So what I'm saying is your value isn't based off of what it is that you can do for other people, out of how productive you are, about how busy you are. That's not what your worth and your value is. If your worth and your value is just, it's just you. It's just you, boo. It's just you. And you may think, okay, well, I mean, I do self-care when I take a nap. I do self-care when I go to sleep. But are these intentional things? Sometimes your rest isn't even self-care because you don't recognize the difference between rest and collapsing. Because you've been forced to sleep, because your body is like, we cannot go anymore. Or you're only eating because you haven't eaten in so long that your body's like, I am physically going to get ill if I don't eat. Or you're getting ready to pee on yourself because you have been holding it so long because you've been trying to get work done that you don't even go relieve yourself. There's a difference. There's a difference between intentional rest, intentional self-care, and burnout and exhaustion. Being busy is not a badge of honor. It is a warning sign. And now if you look on social media, there is this trend going around about how millennials were sold this hustle culture. And now everyone is bowing down and saying it's the worst thing that could have ever happened to us. I don't not agree. I don't not agree that in our minds we've created, like, if I hustle, if I go, if I fall on the sword of busyness, then I'm showing people that I love them. I'm showing people what it means to show up for them. Listen, I need to be real with you for a second. You're here listening to this episode. Maybe you're not alone. You're feeling seen. And girl, that's beautiful. But if you're like most of my listeners, you're going to finish this episode. You're going to feel all inspired for about 10 minutes and then go right back to your regular life where you're still putting everyone first. I get it. I've been there. But here's what I've learned. The gap between knowing what you need to do and actually doing it is where transformation lives. Now, if you're tired of just consuming content about self-care and you're ready to start practicing it, not tomorrow, not next week, but starting today, I created something specifically for you. It's called the 7-Day Self-Care Reset, and it's exactly what it sounds like. 7 days of simple, actionable steps that help you move from thinking about prioritizing yourself to actually doing it. No overwhelm, no complicated systems, just practical tools that work with your real life. You'll get permission to put yourself first, learn to recognize those inherited patterns that keep you stuck, and discover what your authentic desires actually are underneath all the expectations. This isn't about adding more to your plate. I'm not going to do that to you. It's about finally honoring what's already on it, starting with you. Ready to stop listening and start living? Visit javerywellness.com/reset. That's R-E-S-E-T. And let's do this work together. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Now, back to the episode. And the only thing that ends up happening is you end up building resentment because your cup is empty. How many times has someone that you love come to you and asked you something very, very simple? And you're exhausted. You've said way too many yeses. You have way too many things on the calendar, way too many things on the to-do list. And an innocent comes up to you and asks you a question or asks you to do something or reminds you about something, and you spaz out on that person. It has happened to me. And it has happened to me with my partner, with my kids, with my family, friends. Like, it's just in this moment, everything that I have been holding on to, you caught me at a bad moment. And so you get it. You get everything I have. That moment should open your eyes to the fact that your exhaustion doesn't serve the people that matter. You running this rat race and hustling and putting yourself at the bottom because you don't want people to be upset with you, because you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings, serves nobody, at least not the people who really matter, because they end up getting the brunt of the foolishness. They end up getting it, and then it hurts their feelings, and then they're resentful towards us, and then they're standoffish, like, you always angry. My kids, when I was stressed out, my kids would tell me, you're always angry. You come in the house, you yelling and fussing. You don't laugh. You don't smile. You don't ever tell us, like, what we're doing good. I need you to start reclaiming your self-care, and I need you to unlearn this negative stigma that comes to it being selfish. The reality is, being selfish isn't a bad thing. Someone decided it was a bad thing, and we all just ran with it. I have recoined it self-attentive. If that helps you move forward with taking care of yourself, use that word. It's not selfish, it's self-attentive. It's sustainable. Self-care is sustainable if you let it be. Not only that, when you think about the people that are watching you, whether it's your family, whether it's your kids, whether whoever it is, you become the model of healthy boundaries. People will start coming up to you and saying, oh, someone, I saw you say no to such and such. Like, how do you do that? How do you just honor your no? My mom asked me all the time, you don't have a problem with like the way, like telling somebody no, you don't have a problem with having boundaries. Like what was it in you that allowed you to say that and not worry about what someone was going to think? Because I choose me. I'm not getting ready to let people burn me out. I have been burnt out before. I have been exhausted before. I have been down and out before. I'm not interested in doing that again. And this leads to a ripple effect. Because now my mom's asking me questions, and these are things that she's trying to model. These are things that my kids watch me do, and they ask questions about it, and they try to understand boundaries. They try to understand that they can say no. They try to understand that they can take care of themselves. When you're better, when you're well, when you're poured into, everyone around you benefits. You literally cannot pour from an empty cup. And when you think about an empty cup, you need to know, well, what does my full cup need to look like? And that could be different for anyone. My full cup may not look like your full cup, may not look like your best friend's full cup, may not look like your coworker's full cup. It may be completely different. So you need to determine, what does your full cup look like? My full cup looks like water, going to the gym, rubbing my feet together under my blanket, going to dance class, drinking some tea, my 6-piece combo on Fridays, 4 hours of working in my business and then falling back, getting off of it, checking in with my team, laughing with my kids. Like, that's what filling my cup looks like. Having girls' nights, going on trips, sitting outside, going for a walk during my lunch break, just sitting in the sun, learning how to sew. I'm in the middle of learning how to sew, reading a good book, listening to a good podcast. That makes me go, being able to sleep in on the weekends or when I'm off and not needing to use an alarm. Getting flowers. Those are the things that fill my cup. And while some of those may fill your cup, some of them you're like, that doesn't do anything for me. By understanding what a full cup looks like for you, you begin to recognize the difference between giving from the overflow and giving from depletion. Anytime you give to someone, it should not feel like someone is sucking the life out of you. Makes me think about, for my Harry Potter lovers, when I like Harry Potter, but I don't know all the terminology and all the people. But I know you know they suck the life, and you can see the life coming out of them when they do that. It should not feel like that when you go to show up for someone. That is you giving from depletion. That is giving from an empty cup. Your well-being should not be negotiable. Like, it is the foundation of everything moving forward. Everything is built on how healthy your well-being is, on how you can show up. If your foundation is crumbling, everything else is going to crumble. And there's no one that's going to be able to do this for you. You have to go reset your foundation. You have to go and seal the cracks. Or maybe you need to uproot and go to a whole new foundation altogether. And how do you do this? You give yourself permission. You give yourself permission every day to rest without earning it. And you learn how to tolerate other people's opinions about your choice, their discomfort. That has nothing to do with you. Them having an issue that, hey, I want to go to Sam's Club. Can I use your card? Can you bring me your card? No. If you want to use my Sam's Club card, come get it. Well, it's so out of the way, XYZ. Well, I guess you won't be getting my Sam's Club card. I mean, I'm good. And I also have my card. Or, aren't you off tomorrow? Yeah. Well, we could do X, Y, and Z, da, 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 da. No, I'm not doing that. Well, I don't understand why you're off tomorrow. because it's my off day, not yours. And you don't get to decide what I do on my off day. And I've decided I'm not doing anything. How they feel about how you set your life up for your health, for your mental, your physical, your emotional health, that has nothing to do with you. And you can send them on our way. We are currently taking new clients if they need to process why that makes them so upset. But that's not for you to worry about. And along with tolerating their discomfort, you have to constantly let yourself and your nervous system know that it is safe. This is safe. It is safe to rest. It is okay to do this. We are not in danger. We are good. And you just tell yourself that all the time. It is safe to sit here for 30 minutes and not do anything. It is safe for me to put my phone on Do Not Disturb, though I'm sure plenty of us have had our phones on Do Not Disturb for years. Years. So I've given you this information. Now I want you to implement this information. This week, I want you to try what I call rest without guilt experiment. And here's how it's going to work. So step one, you're going to choose one form of rest that currently triggers guilt for you. I know. I don't want to do this. This is uncomfortable. It's fine. I promise you it's fine. It's safe. Remember, put your hands on your heart and say, it is safe for me to do this form of rest. So maybe it's saying no to plans you don't want. Maybe it's taking a nap without earning it or not checking work emails after hours. Yeah, we got to cut that out. Now, before you engage in this rest, write yourself a literal permission slip. If you need to go over to Canva and create a permission slip, do what you need to do. And it's going to say, I, and put your name in it, give myself permission to, then put whatever your rest activity is going to be. And then without guilt, because my well-being matters and this choice serves my highest good and the people I love. Again, the permission slip says, I, your name, Natasha, give myself permission to stop working after 4 o'clock without guilt because my well-being matters and this choice serves my highest good and the people I love. And when that guilt shows up, because it will, I need you to ask yourself, am I confusing self-care with selfishness? Because I've been taught my needs don't matter. Ask yourself, what would I tell my daughter or my best friend if she felt guilty about this same choice? And ask yourself, how does my exhaustion actually serve the people I love? And even though you feel that guilt and you go through those questions and answer it, you rest anyway. Two things can exist. You can continue to rest and practice self-care and feel guilty. It doesn't have to run the show. And remember, your guilt is not evidence that you're doing something wrong. That's a story you're telling yourself. It's evidence that you're breaking a generational pattern, which we need to do. So here's the truth I want you to carry with you every single day after you listen to this episode, because remember, once you hear something, you can't unhear it. Everything you do here on out after hearing this episode is now a choice. Self-care isn't selfish, and rest, it's not rebellion. It's not an act of being rebellious. It's your revolution. It's you evolving into the next version of yourself. And when you finally give yourself permission to matter, you're not just changing your life, you're changing the lives of everyone else around you. And that 7-day self-care reset I mentioned, it's designed to help you break free from the double bind that keeps you trapped between exhaustion and guilt. Now, the women who go through this reset tell me that they finally understand the difference between self-care and selfishness, and they learn to recognize when they're giving from depletion, which is what we talked about, and how to refill their cup without the emotional hangover. So I want you to stop waiting for permission from other people who benefit from you being exhausted. Now go ahead and start your reset today. Go ahead and head over to javerywellness.com/reset and start the self-care with some type of guidance. And remember, your rest is not luxury. This isn't a luxurious thing that you're doing. This isn't, oh my gosh, let me, no, this is not that. It's a requirement. It is a non-negotiable. Your well-being is not selfish. You being healthy is not selfish. It's essential. And you don't have to earn the right to take care of yourself. You don't have to earn the right to take care of yourself. Now, if this episode gave you a new perspective on self-care, I please, please, please take a moment to rate and review this episode. Your review helps other women find these conversations when they need to hear that their needs matter too. Let's not be selfish. Let's give out the love. Give out the love, okay? And as always, you deserve to thrive and not just thrive. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Bye. And that's a wrap on today's episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. If this conversation sparked something in you and you're ready to take action, don't let that inspiration fade by Monday morning. Visit www.jrootwellness.com/reset and start your free 7-day self-care reset today. Because the woman who just listens and the woman who actually takes action, they live completely different lives. Talk to you next week. Bye.